Yeah, it's recording now, so you can see it's not picking me up very well, but when you start speaking,
okay,
it will.
Okay. I'm Melissa Cameron. I'm the community builder for Thornton Heath. I met Maxine through Facebook. She posted a Facebook post saying that she wanted to get together with some other mums and possibly do some exercise. So I contacted her through Facebook, sent her a message. And I actually didn't hear anything back for a couple of weeks. And then she contacted me out the blue just to say, you know, let's meet up.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll continue. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's meet up. So, yes, we did. We met up in Costa Coffee in Thornton Heath. Met her little son, Mikey, who's six. We had a really, really good conversation. We talked about, you know, her idea, her passion. She'd love to get fit and meet other mums. And that's where the idea came out of, you know, starting an exercise group. Yeah, having conversations with other mums.
It's yeah. Fun.
Yeah, so the conversation in Costa was really about, you know, about how the group could develop. Initially, she talked about having meeting three times a week. And that was her, you know, her plan. And, you know, we were able to reflect on that and really think if that was a realistic thing to do. So we looked at meeting twice a week. Again, we discussed times about what would be convenient for other mums. So the time of 10 o'clock was arranged as well. So following that conversation, I said, you know, let's get a flyer together. So amazingly, she came up with a really, really good flyer, really attractive poster. Can I edit this?
Yes, I think that's the beauty of audio. If I was videoing you, it was...
No, it would be awful. And if it was live, it'd be terrible. Also, in this conversation, we talked about sort of parents that we wanted to focus on. So the date was arranged to meet on the 3rd of July, which was a Monday. The post went out on Thornton Heath Mums, she spoke to a couple of mums that she knew as well. But sadly, over the first couple of weeks, there wasn't really, you know, the attendance wasn't good. And then I believe after week three, a couple of mums started to come, and now there's been a core group of three to four mums now that come every week. And what's actually changed and what's developed in the group for the last few months is actually it's gone down to just meeting on a Thursday morning. Yeah, I know they get together. They've actually formed quite a close bond. And they're now looking at possibly over the winter months trying to find an indoor space. And there's even been some talk of possibly linking up with the bowling club at Thornton Heath Rec, which is where they meet.
Can you tell me a bit more about the conversation about where it was going to happen? Because obviously it's in the park, but yeah. I don't think you've mentioned that.
So okay. Maybe,
you know, take back to that initial discussion and what you talked about where would be good.
Yeah. Well, Maxine lives very, very close to Thornton Heath Rec, so it's a really, really good space. It's a very flat space as well. It's very wide. It's a really good walking area around. And in the middle, you've got the play park and you've got exercise machines. So that's where they meet. They meet at the exercise machines, 10 o'clock, and they do a few exercises there. Sometimes they use their baby as weights. Or they use their buggy as, you know, something to hold on to. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they do a couple of walks around the park. And I know that they've met up with other groups. I know there's a dog walking group there as well. So I know conversations have happened there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. The other thing it would be nice to expand on at the beginning, I think, was the Facebook. And so was that an existing group that you kind of stumbled on as part of your initial kind of ways to connect? Or?
No, it wasn't. It was, so I thought Facebook, so Maxine actually posted on Thornton Heath Mums. So there's nearly 900 mums on Thornton Heath, well, 900
members
of Thornton Heath Mums. So she had just posted out there that about getting together, she'd like to do some exercise, and if there was any other interested parties, any other interested mums out there. And I recall looking at her post, and there wasn't much response to it. So that's where I decided to message her directly and just to see if something could grow from there.
Okay. And is that something that you've, how you've kind of connected with other people and other things grown?
Yes, other things have grown. That's that, Facebook, Thornton Heath Mums, yeah, Facebook has really, what am I trying to say? I've connected with quite a number of mums through Facebook. We've actually used that as a way of advertising other groups. So there was Ready for School, which we're able to post out with Thornton Heath Mums. Forest School as well, which has had a lot of response to. Again, that's been posted out on the group.
Maybe the one... other thing just to expand on from the beginning was where you're based. So you said you're a community builder, but the organisation that you're based
at? Yeah. So I'm Melissa Cameron, I'm the community builder for Thornton Heath, and I'm based through Homestart in Croydon.
Okay.